just a side note, there is boxes of tissue throughout the congregation. I know Father Lon and I are using ours up really good today. Wow. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani," that is, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Not only for this meditation, but throughout my Christian walk, this has been a very troubling scripture to me. As we come to the cross, as we watch the events, not only of the past week from Palm Sunday, but as we see the exchange with Pilate, the crowd, we see everything playing out. We have the advantage of knowing the end of the story. So did Jesus. Why would he cry out to God, "Why have you forsaken me? My God, why have you forsaken me?" The problem that I have is I was trying to put it in my own understanding. Because my understanding is there have been four or five times in my Christian life that I found myself at an impasse. That something happened that I could not understand. A trial, a tribulation, a broken relationship, a death of a loved one. Impending doom. Things didn't turn out the way they were supposed to. And I found myself questioning God. Now, I've never asked God, "Why have you forsaken me?" Yeah, that one. I've never asked him that way because I don't talk that way, obviously. But I have said, "God, how could you? Why did you? Where are you?" I don't think I'm the only one that's ever had those words. Did he say it in anger? I hear it that way sometimes when I read it. Did he say it in fear? I hear it that way sometimes. Or did he say it in fulfillment of the work that was being completed on the cross? Let's dig just a little deeper in it, because I got good news for you today. I no longer struggle over this scripture like I used to. And not because of my study for this meditation, but because of this service. 2014, when God anointed Father Looker to give me the truth of this scripture. And that is, it was in Aramaic, because that was Jesus' native tongue. That is what he grew up speaking. That is the language that those around him spoke. If you'll notice, it's the only thing from the cross that was spoken in Aramaic. The reason why it was in Aramaic is because everyone that understood the language would understand the context. We've already done it today in the reading of the psalm. Psalm 22 starts out with, my God, why have you forsaken me? It's a messianic psalm. It's a prophetic psalm. It is a psalm of redemption and of salvation. I'm going to go to preaching now. It was a psalm. We read, they sang. And they sang it so they could memorize it. So every hearer that heard, it was the starting verse. They knew the next line. They knew the entire psalm because they were raised on it, because their parents instilled it into them, because the rabbis taught it to them, because it was part of their culture. It was a part of their very fiber. It was who they are. Kind of like a story I heard recently. Members of our congregation whose children were taking a bath. And one of the children could clearly be heard saying, you're never gonna let me down. Y'all recognize it, don't you? We recognize these things ourselves. Who doesn't recognize and know the next line? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. How great is our God, Kevin. You're not a Christian if you don't know it, right? Then sings my soul, my Savior God to thee. This is what this scripture meant to the hearers that understood what Jesus was saying. My God, why have you forsaken me? The 22nd Psalm. I'm going to read it to you. My God, why have you forsaken me? Oh, before I go and read the whole thing, put this in context of the gospel that we heard, that Father Ed read. Put this in the context of the meditations that you've already heard. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far off from helping me and from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cried in the daytime, but you did not hear. In the night season, and am silent. You are holy, enthroned in the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted and you delivered them. They cried to you and were delivered. They trusted in you and were not ashamed. But I am a worm and no man, a reproach of men and despised by the people. All those who see me ridicule me. They shoot out the lip. They shake the head saying, he trusted in the Lord. Let him rescue him. Sound familiar, doesn't it, from the scriptures we were hearing? Let him deliver him, since he delights in him. But you are he who took me out of the womb. You made me trust while on my mother's breast. I was cast upon you from birth. From my mother's womb, you have been my God. Be not far from me, for trouble is near. For there is none to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They gape at me with their mouths like raging and roaring lion. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd, and my tongue clings to my jaws. You have brought me to the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. The congregation of the wicked have enclosed me. They pierced my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. But you, O Lord, do not be far from me. O my strength, hasten to help me. Deliver me from the sword, my precious life from the power of the dog. Save me from the lion's mouth and the horns of the wild oxen. You have answered me. I will declare your name to my brethren. In the midst of the assembly, I will praise you. You who fear the Lord, praise him. All you descendants of Jacob, glorify him and fear him, all you offspring of Israel. For he is not despised nor abhorred the affliction of the afflicted, nor has he hidden his face from him. But when he cried out to him, he heard. My praise shall be of you in the great assembly. I will pay my vows before those who fear him. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord, and all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. And all the prosperous of the earth shall eat and worship. All those who go down to the dust shall bow before him, even he who cannot keep himself alive. A posterity shall serve him. It will be recounted of the Lord to the next generation. They will come and declare the righteousness to the people who will be born, that he has done this. Wow. If his last breath, as Brandon so pointed out to us, when you're being crucified, you don't have time to say all that. You are struggling for breath, nevertheless words. You are dying. You are drowning on the fluid in your lungs. And yet Jesus still preached the sermon of salvation from the cross. My God, why have you forsaken me? Not because God was forsaking him, but because God was fulfilling his promise of the Messiah to them. One last time, Jesus took his last and dying breath to say, I am he. It is I. This is why. Have you heard the theme already today? Dig a little deeper. Look past what you're reading. Look past what you've been taught. Seek God for a clearer understanding, and he is near. What has been modeled before us already today? One generation has told another generation about the goodness and the mercy of God, and that next generation is being raised up to worship him right before our very eyes. I'm not just talking about the little ones that just blessed us. I'm talking about Meredith. I'm talking about Amanda. I'm talking about the other Amanda to come. People have poured into their lives talking about the goodness and the faithfulness of God. And now they are pouring into our lives. God is using them to bless us. The same God that orchestrated the events on Good Friday is the same God that rose him from the dead. He is the same God that loves you, loves us, and offers us that message from the cross. Where in your life do you feel that God has let you down? Let the cross speak to that place. I, for one, cannot wait to hear the rest of the story. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.